I think WWE is going through one of its best ever periods right now. I'm actually excited to watch Raw and SmackDown every week, and WrestleMania this year was just fantastic. For the first time in a long time, the storylines are compelling and make sense, and mostly the right wrestlers are being pushed. And we can see that reflected in the ratings and the attendance levels too. It's a good time to be watching WWE. But it's also very easy to forget when things were bad. And I'd argue that 2017 to 2019 was the worst time in WWE history. I'd argue that it was even worse than the new generation in the mid-90s. And that was a notoriously bad time for the company in terms of creativity. Today, I'm going to revisit as many of the moments as I can that made 2017 to 2019 in WWE almost unwatchable. Rusev debuted in 2014 and had been really popular with the fans, but WWE had been misusing him for years by this point, and this angle was absolutely rock bottom for the poor guy. Lana was Rusev's real-life wife, and she was scripted to have an affair with Bobby Lashley. The angle featured weekly segments of uncomfortable interactions, including Lana and Lashley engaging in over-the-top public displays of affection to taunt Rusev. There was even a mock wedding that ended in chaos, and there were numerous matches where Rusev repeatedly failed to defend his honour. It was such a waste of a fantastically talented wrestler in Rusev, but WWE had a habit of wasting talent during this era. How about the storyline where Jason Jordan was revealed to be Kurt Angle's biological son? Yes, African-American wrestler Jason Jordan was supposed to be the illegitimate child of Angle, who was the Raw general manager at the time. The storyline saw Jordan portrayed as an entitled and whiny little bitch, which totally contradicted his previous persona of high-level, overconfident athlete. And as was so often the case at the time, after months of nonsense, the whole thing was just totally dropped without a resolution. After Angle had left the company, he gave an interview where he revealed that the whole storyline was a prank directly from Vince McMahon. McMahon had discovered that Angle had dated a couple of black women in his past, and this was his way of making fun of him on television. And the women on the roster didn't get away unscathed either from this ridiculous period of time. In 2017, Bayley and Alexa Bliss were in a feud, which led to Bliss unleashing mind games on Bayley. She set up a surprise on Raw to cause Bayley the ultimate level of embarrassment. Bayley, This Is Your Life, ended up being one of the most hated segments in WWE history. Bliss played host and proceeded to mock Bayley verbally before introducing various people supposedly from her past, each of which were trying to embarrass her. The crowd turned on this badly acted segment in record time. It wasn't funny, it was badly acted, and Bliss was clearly out of her depth. Nobody benefited from this mess of an angle, and in fact Bayley came out of it looking 100 times worse. Even the main event was booked terribly during this time. Take the Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker feud from 2017, for example. WWE had been trying to push Reigns as the company's main babyface since 2014, but the fans were having none of it. They had been rejecting him for years by this point. Nobody wanted Roman Reigns as the lead babyface of WWE, and they certainly weren't thrilled at the idea of him being in the main event of WrestleMania 33, especially since he'd already main evented the two previous WrestleManias in terrible matches. The whole feud revolved around whose yard WWE was. Was it the big dog's yard, or was it The Undertaker's yard, because he used to call it his yard 20 years ago? Trust me, it was a limp and uninspiring build-up to that year's WrestleMania main event, but nobody could have predicted how bad the match itself was going to turn out. By this time, The Undertaker was well and truly past it, and on this night, he performed worse than ever, leading this to be one long 23-minute botch fest. It was one of the worst WrestleMania main events in history. It was embarrassing towards The Undertaker, and the apathy towards Roman Reigns reached its peak. But when WWE unexpectedly pushed Kofi Kingston in 2019, that felt spectacular. It all began at the Elimination Chamber, where Kofi was a replacement for Mustafa Ali, who was injured. Fans got really behind Kofi, and he ended up facing Daniel Bryan for the WWE title at WrestleMania 35. It was a special moment when Kofi beat Bryan to become the new WWE champion. Even during this terrible time, a new main event superstar had been born. Or so we all thought. Sure, Kofi was given a good few months with the belt, and he had some decent title defenses too, but it was never going to last. On an episode of SmackDown in October 2019, Brock Lesnar destroyed him in less than 10 seconds. And so it was back down the card for Kofi, and he'd never main event ever again. WWE made a habit of these stop-start pushes, and they were happening all the time during this period. These men would go up to the main event and then go back down to the mid-card. And Lesnar squashing Kofi wasn't an isolated incident. There were loads of times where the legends were booked to beat the younger, more deserving superstars. The Undertaker beat Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania 31. Totally the wrong decision. Bray Wyatt should have won that match. Goldberg squashed Kevin Owens for his title, and Lesnar squashed Samoa Joe. And the favouritism towards Brock Lesnar was sickening to watch too. He won the Universal title in April 2017 and held it for 504 days, and in that time, he only defended it on 7 different occasions. He was just never on the show. It just felt like he won the belt and disappeared. Although, it must be said that NXT had been a breath of fresh air during this time. This was Triple H's realm. He was doing the booking, and Vince McMahon kept his nose out and never got involved. And so NXT became sort of a safe haven for us proper wrestling fans who wanted to watch wrestling that still made logical sense, and the matches were fantastic too. The only problem was, it was still WWE's developmental territory. And so most of the wrestlers on NXT eventually got called up to the main roster. And that should have been a good thing, but it wasn't. Almost all of our favourite superstars on NXT eventually got called up to Raw and SmackDown and into the grubby hands of Vinnie Mac, who clearly didn't like most of them and didn't know what to do with them. It made it really hard to enjoy those wrestlers on NXT, knowing they were probably going to be ruined in a few months' time. There was one NXT graduate that didn't have this problem, however, and that was Baron Corbin. Corbin was called up from NXT in 2016, and he got an immediate push. He won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal right off the bat. Then in 2017, he won the Money in the Bank contract, and in 2019, he became King of the Ring. But he was at his most insufferable in 2018, when he became Raw's very own policeman, Constable Corbin. It is insane to me that Corbin got the push that he did. They had dozens of better, more charismatic wrestlers on the roster who deserved this spot. He was just total crap. He even got placed in a feud with Roman Reigns, which led to this not-so-classic moment on an episode of SmackDown. SmackDown and Raw were almost unwatchable during this period. They introduced things like the wildcard rule and the 24/7 championship, which didn't help things at all. But it was mostly the bad booking. We got the same match repeated week after week, and wrestlers would trade wins and losses with each other, so their victories just stopped meaning anything. There was a backstage report on the news sites at the time that Vince McMahon was literally forgetting what he'd booked the week before when he was writing that week's script. And those reports really implied that Vinnie Mac was losing his mind. And this bad booking extended to the premium live events too. WWE made a deal with the Saudi Arabian Sports Authority to bring their show to their shores several times a year over 10 years, and it was a deal that made WWE billions of dollars, but the show still ended up being bankrupt morally and creatively. The greatest Royal Rumble event was marketed as being the biggest and best Royal Rumble ever, and it featured 50 superstars and was won by Braun Strowman. But it didn't replace the actual Royal Rumble event that took place in January, and after the show, it was never mentioned again. Crown Jewel in 2018 featured the so-called World Cup, which aimed to crown the best in the world. The finals came down to The Miz and Dolph Ziggler, but The Miz apparently injured his leg, so Shane McMahon, of all people, replaced him. No explanation was given as to why Shane O'Mac inserted himself here over someone more deserving, and he ended up winning his match against Ziggler and was crowned the best in the world and the winner of the World Cup. Even by the standards of the time, this was some senseless booking. What we witnessed between 2017 and 2019 was Vince McMahon entering terminal decline as a wrestling promoter. The man that we once called a genius back in the 1990s had finally completely lost the plot. He'd either completely lost his mind or had just stopped caring.